Namam Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Parishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Naman Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunivari Paschati Vishatari Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Vidanda Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Mukunkuroti Vachalam Kungam Langete Gim Yakripatam Ham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavu Shri Chaitanya Isha. These are very hard acts to follow. Somehow or other, I've been given the task of speaking after so many of these exalted devotees who have dedicated their lives to this project here, who have been associated with it for so long. This morning we heard so many detailed descriptions of the activities here. I'm still amazed how Giriraj Maharaj remembers all these names of people who had something to do with our project here. This history is invaluable to us. Thank you, Maharaj. Also, the sacrifice the devotees have made, Radhana Swami and Burijan Prabhu have explained to us, and also the history that Prabhupada had in relation to Bombay, Mumbai. Gopal Krishna Maharaj had explained some things that I had not heard before, personally, how Prabhupada was inspired here. That's amazing history. I'd like to add that when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's mother, Srimati Bhagavati, was leaving this world, she called him and she made to him that he preached the message of Lord Chaitanya in the Western world. So he took that vow to her, and afterwards he met Srila Prabhupada, and he saw in Prabhupada, yes, this is the person who will fulfill my vow to her. So we owe to her also that Prabhupada started this mission of preaching in the West and then coming back here. Thank you, Narottamananda Prabhu, for inciting us to continue further serving their lordships. Thank you, Mataji, for an example of continual devotional service. So many years you're doing regularly service for their lordships. I was very impressed by that. Thank you. Today, I was thinking why I'm speaking here, and I realized I'm representing all the ISKCON devotees who've come through Mumbai, through over the years, visited you here since almost 38 years, I think, I'm visiting. And at that time, we would take darshan of their lordships and of the devotees. Always Giriraj Brahmachari was here, fixed here in the service of their lordships. You know. So somehow or other, yesterday, the first time, it was a long wait. Their lordships had allowed me to do some service on their altar. Just first time in 38 years I was able to do some service on the altar. And today also they allowed me to do the Abhishek, which I was very honored to, that they gave me this opportunity. And I was thinking about the future of ISKCON, how some of us are getting old, maybe we don't have so much time, and how will the bhakti to their lordships continue? I was thinking like this. while we were doing the Abhishekam, we were offering different elements, different things to the Lord Shri Krishna. And this is very pleasing to them. Then I looked at you all. Everyone was sitting there, the devotees. And at that point I had a vision. And my vision was that the love coming from the devotees, the bhakti, by them seeing their lordships, was like a bathing of the deities. And in this way they were doing their abhishek, watching with love the deities. So I thought, oh, we have a future. We have hope when there's bhakti for Krishna, for their lordships. So I thank you for this contribution. I thank you for your future in Krishna consciousness. And I hope, like Maharaj just said, somehow or other, I can be an instrument in your service. Hare Krishna. Close the door.